far quality, as I've never actually listened to an episode of Crush City.
You've never listened?
No!
Wow.
I'm too nervous to hear myself.
Okay, I get that. I love hearing myself, so I tune in every week.
Do I sound okay?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, good.
Yes. Let's get started.
Love that.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
And I'm Linda.
Welcome to Crush City. This is going to be a flash episode. And by flash, I mean very fast, because I, Sandra Amstutz, I have a date right after recording this.
I literally rushed over from work.
Yeah. To be fair, we had this scheduled already. We didn't, like...
The podcast was scheduled.
We didn't do an emergency podcast because I got a date. Sandra finally got a date. Yeah.
No, it was a happy accident. We just kind of bumped the timeline a little.
Right. Yeah.
We made it less casual.
Right. Yeah. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, I prepared questions in the car on the way over because you know that I don't always have a great track record of asking you questions about it. Right. So
hit me.
By prepared questions, I mean, I thought, Linda, you should really ask questions, but they will come to me. Okay. So, how are you feeling? Let's start there.
I'm feeling good. This is someone, I'll just give you some context.
Thank you, God, thank you.
The context is, this is a person that I chatted with for a brief second on OkCupid, who is in town for the weekend.
Ooh, love that. You know that's my energy, yes.
Yeah, that's very much your energy.
Where does he live?
Yes, I don't know where he lives.
Ooh, I don't know a lot about him. Man.
I know he's in town for work. I do not know what that work is.
Love that. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a photo? Can I see a photo?
Yes. Oh, he's very hot.
Can I describe him physically?
Well,
to our listeners?
I won't be specific.
I won't like talk about the birthmarks or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know much about him. I just know that he's very hot. And normally
sometimes that's all you need to know.
Yes. I'm kind of like very over the like going on dates with people that are just in town for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's not going to lead anywhere.
Right.
But this guy was cute enough that I looked past that.
He is cute enough to look past that. Okay, let me get it. Am I swiping to
the
right?
Yeah, yes, swipe.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So he's very cute.
Yeah. Don't describe the photos.
I won't describe the photos. I will say he has like a polished nerd vibe.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but more on the polished side.
Yeah, like polished hot with like a little...
Where he wears glasses.
Well, and there's one picture... Oh, I was reading it wrong. I thought that was a comic book and it is not.
No, it's not. But this is my favorite of the pictures. He just looks... He got good facial hair.
Yeah, and good glasses.
Good glasses. And a great haircut.
Great haircut.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited. I was stressed because I was having a bad hair day, but I think I've fixed it.
I will confirm she has fixed it.
Thanks.
It looks really good.
Yeah, I think I was in a funk earlier this week.
Okay.
Like, on Wednesday, which I realized later was the day before my period, which explains
a
lot.
Yeah.
I was in a particular funk where I just realized, like, I hadn't been on a date since this last guy that I went on a date with, who, it was just, like, an extraordinary date.
Mm.
And I don't have those very often.
Mm-hmm.
It was super extraordinary. And then I never heard from that guy again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hadn't been on a date since. And it was one of those things where it's, like, I would go on the apps, but whenever I would even think about, like, trying to actually have a conversation with any of these guys, it seemed so, like, pointless.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I was real sad about it.
Okay.
Specifically the extraordinary date guy.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that, like, that will never come to fruition for anything.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, well, I just gotta get over it. And I got on the apps, and then this came about.
I think this is going to be a great palate cleanser.
That's what I needed.
Which is, when for someone that's just in town for the weekend, that's perfect for them.
Exactly. That's exactly what I needed, and that's what I'm really, really crossing my fingers that this is.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I like this. And then at least, at the very least, this will be my last date was this, and not the other person.
Right. Right. Either it's a good date and it's a great palate cleanser, or it's a whatever date and at least I've gotten one under my belt since then.
Practice dating.
Right.
It's like a learner's permit for driving.
Yeah. Yeah. And to any new listeners, I want to be clear. It's not like I never go on dates. I'm saying...
This is Sandra's first date.
It's just been a few months.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and you were busy. The holidays.
Yeah, and the holidays were part of that those months.
But it's 2020, baby.
Yeah. First date of the new decade.
Woo! It's gotta go well. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I feel good about it for you, knowing nothing except that he's hot.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's up with me, and I'm going to count him as my crush of the week, because...
Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah, pictures are crush-worthy, and what I can see on his OKCupid profile is very crush-worthy.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. How are you doing this week? How did you... You just walked into my room, and we're all a flutter, so how are you?
I'm good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. The work has been busy, but that's pretty normal for me.
Yeah.
I have big crush news.
I can't wait to hear.
Okay, my Chicago crush,
yes,
and friend of the pod is friend of the pod, right, is visiting next week, 1 week from today.
Oh, what day does he get in?
I think he gets in Thursday night,
okay,
maybe, and then we have plans Friday evening. So he's gonna do stuff on Friday while I'm at work, and then we're gonna meet up for drink/dinner.
Okay,
and then
so he's not coming. And staying with you.
No,
he's like
visiting
other people or just visiting the city by himself?
He does have friends here. Okay. And then he's staying in the hostel downtown. find him. He's staying in a hostel. He's staying not with me.
Yes.
I don't know. I think he might see the friend that he has in town.
Yeah.
But it's pretty casual. So he came to Nashville, which is how we connected on app, but we didn't meet. And we were talking, and he was like, yeah, there's a lot of things in Nashville I didn't want to do.
I thought...
Uh-oh.
I feel like your stories have changed.
Get the tapes!
I thought that you matched when you were in Chicago.
No, it's very confusing. I matched with him as soon as I got back from Chicago, so my opening line was like, hey, I was just in Chicago.
But he was here. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
He was here for, like, a party or something.
That
friends.
Really changes my perception of this whole situation.
Does it make it better or worse?
Neither. It's just different. It's just different.
I'm so sorry I accidentally lied to you.
That's okay.
I misled you.
Okay, so y'all have plans.
Yes. I need to pick places.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying that I have to do that.
Oh, I'm about to have to do that.
Oh. Okay. I want to talk offline about where you're going.
I'm just going to go to my normal first date bar, which you know what it is.
Yes.
I don't want to give it away.
Yes, yes.
But
it is a good first date bar.
I have a first date bar that is like my standard bar when I'm the one that has to pick.
Yeah.
And that's just what I'll...
Because it's like cool, but not too cool that it's busy.
It's not fancy,
yes,
but it's not too dingy either.
Yes, it's a good mix.
Yeah.
It's in a good location.
Yeah. Am I included in any of your friend of the pod's plans?
Okay, it's interesting that you say that, because he said something about, like, wanting to meet my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, because you know I don't really introduce people.
Do you not? I feel like you do.
What?
I feel like I've met every single one of your interactions.
No, no.
Tell me one I haven't.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but the Atlanta you didn't meet. You didn't meet Seattle for a very long time.
Yeah.
You never met...
I feel like I met Atlanta.
You read a lot of texts. Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah.
There's others like that I've been on some dates with that you didn't necessarily meet. I guess for me, it's like normally I'm like have been on dates with people before you meet them.
Right.
But I mean, what's the difference between going on dates with people and having 6-hour phone calls?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, do you want to? Maybe, potentially?
I always do, because I always want to make my judgment.
Okay, see, this is actually what's stopping me, because I am afraid of your judgments, but I know that either way I need to hear them, I think.
Well, I think that's fair. If I were in your position, I would not want my friends to meet someone until...
Well, Harry, another friend of the pod, also wants to meet him.
Yeah. Well, I do want to meet, but just know that I will make judgments. And take that info accordingly in your decision. I won't be offended if you don't want me to.
I think that it's definitely... I think it's going to be fine. I think that I don't see anything where it's like, oh, it would be bad. I think that we can... Here's the thing. Here's why I can't commit to it right now. Not because I can't commit to almost anything, but... not only because I can't commit to almost anything, but I think that I'm going to feel better about all of it once we have our first actual meeting on Friday.
Of course.
And then it will be like, oh, I'll know pretty quick, like, oh, this is
right.
Great, great, great.
Sure.
And then it will be, like, a natural, casual thing. But if it's, like, if something goes weird, I don't know.
Of course. Yeah.
Then we can recess.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see it happening.
Right.
Something low-key.
I just like to know what I'm working with when you come and you're like, oh, he said this, and like...
Honestly, it is better for me if you have some context.
The context is really
That's
helpful.
That's not reliant on my description of events, which is biased.
Very biased.
And probably not super realistic.
Yeah. I won't argue with that.
We were talking about him liking sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Because I was, like, trying to, like, throw some ideas out of stuff to do. We're not, like, making heavy plans, but we're both, like, talking about things we might like to do. So I was telling about the sandwich place that I really like that's by a cemetery I really like, and now I have this dream of eating a sandwich at this one bench that I really like at the cemetery I really like. And you're like, oh, we could totally do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, scrap.
That sounds heavenly.
I know, so that could be cute.
I love to fantasize about, like, a sequence of events like that.
Yeah. Plus, you know that I am prone to go on a 16-hour first date, or I have done that before.
Right.
So, this is kind of the same thing.
To my horror.
This is kind of the same night. So, it's like, it's even a better excuse to do that. It's almost expected that we might do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if someone's visiting you from out of town.
Right.
Then that makes way more sense.
Yeah. But we need to come up with it. It's suddenly your problem, too. We need to come up with a strong first meeting bar/restaurant situation.
Right.
My preference would be a nice bar that we could go have a pre-drink at and then relocate to a dinner spot, because I think relocation is fun, but we could also relocate after dinner if we wanted to do one place.
Sure. Do you want to stay on the east side?
Yes, because I think we had talked about doing dinner on the east side.
Okay. I'll put my thinking cap on.
We can brainstorm that. Also, maybe we could do a future episode about, like, date spots we like.
Yeah. Have you ever been, I'm not recommending this for this specific person, mm-hmm. but have you ever been to the Friss, the art museum, on a date?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was a great spot for a date.
I had an okay time on a date once there.
This was someone I had already known and technically had already been on, like, one date with.
That I think is even better. Yeah. I went on a first date with someone to the Friss. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I really think that first dates are, like, one beverage dates. But museum is a great second date.
I am so, like, thrown when someone wants a first date to be something other than coffee or drinks.
Me too. I mean, I get it. I get that people kind of want to do something interesting.
And when I mean first date, I mean a date with a stranger.
Right.
I don't mean someone that
right.
you've been, like, flirting with for weeks and then y'all decide to go on a date together.
Yes.
Right.
No, I understand that. Yeah. Especially like an internet person.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know that I want to do this activity with you.
Right. I have zero context for you as a human being.
Right. Like, I don't know how you interact with anyone.
Right.
I don't want to take that risk.
Yeah. You know, Bumble has these features for... Oh, I just looked at our levels. They might not be good. Sorry if the audio is bad. I'm not an audio technician for any of our fans.
And I don't understand how any of this works.
Yeah. So we just turn a microphone on and hit record. anyway, but I was saying, Bumble has all these features for, like, if you don't want to give your phone number, you can, like, call or video chat in the app.
Oh.
Did I just get you back on Bumble?
Maybe. I might be doing that.
And to me, that's horrifying. That's like, I don't even video chat with, like, my family.
Now, I will say video chat before you're ready can be intimate and a bad experience. And I've had 1.5 instances of that being true.
Yeah.
But I think a phone call is fantastic.
I would hate that.
I love a phone call with literally anyone.
I barely like phone calls with people I like. Like, one time I was seeing a guy for a couple months and... he was like, hey, can I call you? And I was like, sure. And we, like, had a phone chat for a night. Wasn't a fan of it. Not a fun experience.
Oh my God. I love a phone chat because it's kind of like a therapy session where, like, you don't have to look them in the eye, but you can still talk about things. It also takes me back to my high school days.
Sure.
I like that I can do other things and talk to someone at the same time, so I'm very efficient.
Yeah.
Or I can lay down in a posture that is not flattering.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about all of the, like, physicalness of being with someone.
Can I say going back to the FaceTiming thing, one thing I would like, though, not with people that I am romantically interested in, because I need to make sure I look good, but with, like, you or other close friends, I wish we randomly FaceTimed more often.
You know what? Let's try and make that happen.
Yeah. Just as, like, not to, like, catch up, but more like, hey, want to just see what you're up to, or see if I can come over. But utilizing FaceTime.
Yes, like a real futuristic movie.
It's just like, I feel like when that was introduced, it's something we thought we'd be doing all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we do. Basically, I also just maybe want to be more like a Real Housewife. Like, they do that on the Real Housewives a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of Vanderpump.
Yes.
I mean, just reality TV. My sister and I do that.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, we'll just, like, FaceTime randomly.
Right. Because it's like, I don't care how I look like for you.
No,
you
know? Or my sister.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I can have a bad ankle. My mom will FaceTime me a lot. One time she FaceTimed me while she was driving to show me the sunset. And I was like, Mom, this feels very unsafe. And also, I can't see the sunset because you can't really show me the position of the camera. She's a sweetheart.
Well, I'm so excited for your crush to be visiting.
I am too. I'm excited for your date tonight.
Yeah. Do you have a crush of the week other than your Chicago crush? An additional crush of the week.
An additional crush of the week. Let me go through my crush Rolodex.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a former crush of the week. Well, it's probably still a crush of the week at a coffee shop. Another coffee shop crush.
Is this one I've heard of? Or
it's one that you were with me when I met, and he laughed very loudly at a joke I made.
Yes.
And I walked out just like, the highest high I can possibly achieve is when a hot person laughs at something I say.
Yeah. But
he's married.
Yeah. I was going to say, didn't we recently find out that this person was married?
So that's why he's not really. I mean, I think you can still have, like, a crush even if someone's married, but.
Let me tell you, you can. I promise that is. Oh, there goes the mic. The mic disagrees.
Or, yeah, it does. Anyway, so it's still a crush, but it's not as exciting of a crush.
Right.
But.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty focused on the.
On the one.
Are you listening?
I feel like in a normal episode, I would have so much more I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But my head is in, like, date zone. So.
Date zone. Date zone. Maybe we could have, like, a follow-up.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see how it goes if I want to talk about it.
Well, we'll have to have a follow-up after my weekend anyway.
Right.
I just mean, like, more than a month from.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do a follow-up after my date and after your weekend.
I love that.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? This is a very short episode, but.
How many minutes has it been?
It's been 18 minutes.
Really? It feels like so much longer.
I know.
Can I have a minute to think?
Yes.
I feel like there was something. Let me check my Twitter.
You're thinking. I did just post a thing on Twitter of sexiest male movie directors. Did you happen to see this?
Yes, I did.
Who did you vote for? Did you vote?
Was there voting?
There was a poll, yeah.
Let me see the poll.
The time is up to vote, but I still want to hear your opinion.
I think I'm sure I did vote.
I think my mic is broken. Keep going.
Oh, no.
I just hear a lot of static.
Well, that's just one of the new.
Features.
Like, I always wanted sound effects.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Oh, no, I thought you were pulling it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling it up. Oh. I didn't know there was a poll, so I don't think I did vote.
That's okay.
But if I was voting now.
The options are, read them off for us.
Options are Barry Jenkins, Spike Jones, Tom Ford, and
Taika Waititi.
Thank you for knowing that I didn't know how to say that. Okay.
Taika Waititi directed Thor Ragnarok.
Yes, which, so of course I would lean toward him.
He's very hot.
Also, he's just got the salt and pepper happening.
Yeah. I think personally I would vote for Barry Jenkins.
Okay, I was gonna say Barry Jenkins because of that video he just posted.
Yeah. Talk about crush of the week.
Yeah, talk about crush of
Barry Jenkins and his partner Lulu Wong, who is also a movie director, posted.
Hot, that's hot.
They posted a video of them FaceTiming on their anniversary. Here's my question, though.
Okay.
So the video is very cute. It's like them like dancing for each other, right? Like they're chatting and they're drinking coffee. And then like Barry Jenkins starts dancing and then Lulu Wang starts dancing. It's very charming, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why were they screen recording their FaceTime?
You're saying it's skeptical, like you have some ideas of why.
I'm saying you don't screen your record your FaceTime unless you are planning to post it. And that is, that takes away the mystique of it being this, like, charming moment we're witnessing.
What if it was, like, had just been, like, a sexy, I'm gonna record this to save it for later?
I mean, that's possible. I just...
Or maybe one of them knew they wanted, he wanted to, like, post a thing and then it like turned into a cuter thing that he had imagined. Maybe he just learned how to record and he was practicing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, these film directors just learned how to screen record.
Well, it's like he's used a different technology.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to give him the complete benefit of the doubt.
I'm just saying it's still charming, but okay. It's one of those things where it's like we watch that without asking that question. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just see like, oh, they're FaceTiming. Ha ha ha, how cute. But we don't think, wait, why is this FaceTime being recorded? Because that's not something that usually happens.
Okay, fair. But also, I recently have gotten into TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And I say that because I think it's a lot of people just recording things very, like obviously,
uh-huh,
for this thing. And I... So, to me, it doesn't negate the fact that it was, like, a fun moment they were having together, like, an easy breezy, like, little thing they did. It's still meaningful to me. It doesn't take away from the meaningful of itness of it.
It takes away from the spontaneity of it, to me, which is a part of the charm.
Okay. I don't think I assume that anything on the internet is spontaneous. Well, I guess some things are.
I think they're making themselves seem to be... In the video, they're, like... drinking coffee, and then Barry Jenkins starts, like, grooving, and Lulu Wang laughs, and then she gets up and starts grooving. You know what I mean? Yeah. As if it's just something that they just started doing.
But okay, I don't know why I care so much, but I'm thinking, like, maybe it could be a thing where it wasn't, like, I'm not doing this to post this later, but I'm doing this to, like, capture this conversation we're having, or like this moment in this conversation that we're having, and then it turned into something that was actually really cute because everything they do is kind of cute. I just think about all the times our friend Carter would like just start taking videos,
yeah,
that he never used for anything,
right? But there's a difference between taking videos, which I think you can just start doing, uh-huh, you know, like because you're just like enjoying a moment, so uh-huh, you start pressing, you just start filming,
uh-huh,
and I'm calling my significant other on my anniversary. And I'm going to, before the call starts, like, screen record what's happening on my phone.
You have to do it before the call starts?
Well, you could do it during, but I think it would be, I think it would be more awkward. You know what I mean?
No, because I truly didn't even know that you could screen record until I didn't even realize that's how it was happening in the video.
Yeah. Because here's the difference. Like, okay. Let's say he was using his MacBook to Skype her.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And she starts doing something cute, and the video that he shares with the internet is him using his phone to film his computer. Okay?
That does feel more casual.
That feels like, oh, my partner is doing something cute, let me record it so that I can share.
Yes.
Versus screen recording feels more like there's a planning in it.
Yeah, especially on an important date. But also, he is a director? He
yeah,
is a director.
They're both directors.
They're both directors, so maybe they're like, you always have to keep the footage in case.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you like to press record early.
Here's the only thing that I'm now coming up with an excuse for them.
Okay.
Is
really, because I've come up with like 100.
Is one that, like, satisfies me.
Wonderful.
Is that, like, he screen records their FaceTimes because he's, like, putting together some sort of sweet compilation video.
Oh, yeah.
As, like, some big anniversary present.
Yeah, love that.
You know?
Love a large gesture.
Except, and I, like, that kind of makes sense to me. Except, personally, I would not be comfortable with my partner screen recording all of our FaceTimes.
I mean, I mean, she might, yeah, I don't know. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Some people like to be on film.
Well, and obviously it's not like it was a secret because she posted the video. So, you know, right. It's like, it's not like,
right.
It's a, you know, she had to have figured out he was recording at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is what I think of when I see that video. Very charming, a little suspect. It feels like Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, how like they're trying so hard. I don't think I've felt this way before I saw this video, but that video felt like we want people to think of us as like this charming celebrity couple.
How long have they been together?
I don't know. I think only in the past like half a year or so have I been aware of them as a couple.
Okay. Well, you know, you do things at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I guess really...
They're very sexy, very charming, so...
That's why... Okay, so ultimately to me, I'm like, if I was like hot, sexy, charming...
Uh-huh.
I would be recording myself constantly to show people, to remind people, look at me.
Yeah. I don't know that that's how that works.
Well, I'll never know.
Yeah.
I would just understand the impulse.
Sure.
Especially on your anniversary.
I've also, going back to Barry Jenkins being sexy, and probably like my vote for sexiest male filmmaker, is I've always had this longstanding belief that he would be like, very sexy and very romantic to be in a relationship with.
Yes.
Because his movies are so intensely, like, romantic and sexy.
That's a really good point. That's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. Like, and he, like, yeah. That he understands, like, he knows how to film bodies, and his scripts are, like, so, like, the things that his characters say and, like, emote are so hot.
Plus, I bet he would have great lighting at his home.
Yeah, great lighting.
Which means something to me.
Great taste. And, like, he just seems, like, thoughtful and very romantic in a way that, like, not a lot of films are anymore. You know? Like, as unabashedly romantic as his films are.
Yes.
So, I just think that, like, that same energy that he puts into his movies, I would imagine he would put into a romantic partner.
I would agree.
Yeah. Oh, going back to my suspicious theory, that is not the first video that the two of them have, like, posted of themselves. Which is, like, again, not a bad thing. I'm not even saying it's bad. I'm just saying, when a couple does that a lot and they're celebrity, it just seems like a little bit, like, they're trying hard.
They're trying hard
to gain that audience.
Yes.
Using their charm of their relationship.
Right. I think that I'm the sucker who only sees one of them as soon as it gets to, like, a viral level. I completely forget that, like, those things aren't just always recorded.
Yeah.
That you have access to them.
Right. And that's why my job is to point it out.
Yeah.
This is what I need to crush the dreams.
This is the other side of Crush City.
Yeah.
Crushing dreams. This is why I need you to judge my dates, too.
Right.
So you can point out the other side. And I'm like, we're going to be together forever. And you're like, oh, please. Rethink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're now up to, like, past 25 minutes.
Oh, let's call it.
Yeah. So I feel like we've made enough content for a substantial enough episode.
Yes. For all of our paying listeners.
Right.
Crush heads.
Okay. Well, Linda, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Linda J. Bailey. TikTok has not yet been established. So
I need you to create a TikTok so I can send you TikToks.
That would be great because I'm just going through the home screen and I will be on there for 3 hours at a time.
No. Yeah.
1 minute.
I need an inbox to send things to.
Okay. I'll create something.
Yes. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Sandra Amstutz. My last name is spelled AMSTUTZ. Bye-bye.
Bye.